This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 91 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Heidi Davis from the Southwest Florida Children's Charities. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about what you do at Southwest Florida Children's Charities. So why don't we just start off by sharing a little bit about what you do?
Okay. Well, Southwest Florida Children's Charities is a nonprofit dedicated to saving children's lives by supporting the region's growing pediatric healthcare system. So what does that mean, right? We enhance pediatric healthcare by providing funds for new programs, including things like the Golisano Children's Hospital. So we partnered early on to help bring that hospital to fruition. The charity is responsible for donating more than $27 million to our community since 2009, with more than $23 million of that going to bring programs to the Golisano Children's Hospital.
Wow, that is incredible. That is, and you're the executive director there. How did you get involved with this?
Kind of an interesting story, actually. I was a volunteer. This organization was 100% volunteer-driven before I was on staff. And so I was actually a volunteer. One of my friends actually was running the program. And that was about, I guess, 2010 or 2012, somewhere in there. And they went through a couple of different things. And then in 2018, decided to hire a full-time staff member. So I was fortunate enough to get the position and been dedicated ever since.
Very nice, very nice. Now, I noticed on your website yet that you do also do a wine fest. Is that in conjunction with what you guys do here?
Yeah, so that's how we raise the funds every year. We have our annual signature fundraiser, which is the Southwest Florida Wine and Food Fest. It happens in January every year. It's a two-day wine festival consisting of chef vintner dinners on Friday night. So we have anywhere from 6 to 10 dinners throughout the region, hosted by dinner hosts, could be in different communities throughout our region. And then on Saturday, the following day, we have a grand tasting where all our chefs come back and provide bites, and our vintners from around the country come and pour wine. And then everybody goes in for a live auction, which is where we raise the funds for the healthcare.
And it is one of the biggest events down here in Southwest Florida.
It is, but you know, there are two large, very large, successful wine festivals in this region. And so, although we are very similar, we are not related. So we get confused a lot of the time between the two. So,
very good. Yes, we want to clear up that misconception there. Speaking of myths and misconceptions, is there anything that we could maybe clear up for our listeners that's involving what you guys do or behind the scenes, things like that?
So, actually, one of the myths about the Southwest Florida Wine and Food Fest is that you have to be invited to attend, like it's a closed event, and that is just not true. So we want everybody that's interested in good wine and good food and want to have a passion for children's healthcare, we want everybody to come out and be involved. And so that's one of the misconceptions, is that it is you have to be invited to attend, but you do
very
not.
Nice. Yeah, there we go. I will be there. So do you have any advice as it relates to, you know, being of service to others and helping the kids here?
So I would just, you know, I've been fortunate enough to find something I'm passionate about. And I think that's really important when we're having to be at work every day, and you know, finding something that you're passionate about.
Yeah,
you're happy to go to work, right? And it's not like work at all. So I think that you probably can feel that way, right, Jim?
Absolutely. I talk to people all day. What can be bad about that? I love it. You have to be passionate about what you do, 100%.
Yeah, agreed. And you know, what's not good about helping children and healthcare and saving lives? So all that is good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you're a very busy person. What type of things do you do outside of work?
Oh, me. It's about me, huh? Well, I grew up here, so I do love the water. I spend a lot of time at the beach, or I have an amazing miniature Labradoodle, so I spend a lot of time with him. And then sometimes I actually help young couples with weddings and other events and that sort of thing. So it might be fun.
Wow. So you grew up here. It's rare to find people that actually were born and raised here.
I've been here since I was about 4 months old. So yes, I consider myself grown up here.
And quite a bit has changed and continues to change here in Southwest Florida.
It is not the same. I'm dating myself, but I learned to drive when Daniels Parkway was two lanes and it ended at the interstate.
Wow. Crazy. And I moved down here originally in 89, and it was, you know, it was Fort Myers and it was Naples, and then it was really nothing in between there, right? Bonita was a tiny little place with a couple of trailer parks and that was it. And now it's a big booming metropolis and Estero is growing. So it has changed. And as it continues to change, you know, people like you need more and more support because the need is growing, correct?
Oh my goodness. Like by leaps and bounds. The statistics, the hospital just, I won't speak for the hospital, but one of the statistics I've heard from them is that when they built the hospital in 2016, when it opened, it was supposed to last, the build out was supposed to last for 10 years and they're already at capacity. So they're already having to make new beds and that sort of thing for children. And so the need is real. And as our population grows, certainly the need for that is huge. And just a reminder that the nearest children's hospitals from our new children's hospital, fairly new, in 2016, are Tampa and Miami. So as you can imagine, that puts a really big strain on children and families in our region. So they would have to go outside of the area. So, yes.
So what's one thing you wish our listeners knew about, you know, Southwest Florida's children's charities that maybe they don't know?
I always say it's so much more than just great food and wine. It's community, it's camaraderie, it's coming together to help others. And it's just a super special event. And we work hard to make real changes in our community, like I mentioned, you know, adding programs and expanding the hospital. This year, our funds went to help build a pediatric outpatient center for children, which doesn't seem like too, I will say, sexy, but when you're thinking about saving children's lives and making room for kids with things like cancer and that sort of thing, having an outpatient surgery center allows the not so challenging surgeries to be outside of the hospital that, you know, that can happen safely. So, and I guess the only other thing is that, you know, we are the single largest donor to Golisano Children's Hospital to date, and we're really proud of that. But there's so much more to do.
Absolutely. It's never enough is what I say. So you do the wine fest. Are you fundraising all year, or is that the one big show per year that you're doing your fundraising on?
We work towards the wine festival each year. Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right. And that's been doing wonderful. So if people want to get involved, want to attend the wine fest, how would they go about getting a hold of you?
Well, you can always visit our website, which is swflwinefest.org, or visit our children's charities website on YouTube. We have some really awesome, heartwarming videos that you can see the highlight reels from past events, and it's really exciting.
I bet. Tidy, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and I appreciate what you're doing in the community and for the children. You know, it's much needed, and like we mentioned, as the community grows, the demand grows. So thank you again, and thanks for being a good neighbor, and we will see you out there soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.